From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenyans are casting ballots in the country's presidential election rerun Thursday, with reports of a light turnout, some closed polling stations, and clashes between opposition supporters and police. On the eve of the election, the main opposition leader, Raila Odinga, urged his supporters to enforce a boycott.
Convince your friends, neighbors, and everyone else not to participate. Instead, you advise Kenyans who value democracy and justice to hold vigil and prayers away from polling stations or just stay at home.
Odinga has accused the nation's Electoral Commission of being incapable of running a free and fair vote. The Supreme Court threw out the August 8 result, won by President Uhuru Kenyatta, because of widespread irregularities. Mr. Kenyatta addressed the nation late Wednesday, urging voters to cast ballots and go home and avoid disruption.
Our forefathers fought and died for the right of the African to vote. We dare not reject the inheritance our elders so painfully won.
The U.S. has expressed deep concern by efforts on both sides to undermine the independence of the Electoral Commission and urged everyone to avoid violence. In Spain, it's widely expected the Senate will impose direct rule on Catalonia Friday following an independence referendum October 1st the government has called illegal. Catalonia's Vice President, Oriol Junqueras, said Madrid is leaving separatists no other option but to push ahead with independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont turned down an invitation to explain his position Wednesday to the Spanish Senate. He's set to address his regional parliament later Thursday. This is VOA News. In central Yemen, at least seven suspected Islamic State militants were killed by a U.S. drone strike. Two cars said to be carrying armed individuals were struck in Al Bayda province. Meanwhile, the U.S. joined Gulf states in imposing sanctions on several individuals and entities accused of supporting IS and al-Qaeda in Yemen. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
Today, the U.S. announced new sanctions on nine individuals and entities that finance and facilitate terrorism and are actively supporting violence in Yemen.
The Gulf states named four other individuals for a total of 13. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced an offensive to recapture the western border region of Al-Khaim and Rawa near the Syrian border, the last bastion of Islamic State in the country. Meanwhile, Iraqi troops backed by Shia militia shelled Peshmerga positions in northern Nineveh province a day after Kurdish authorities had offered to put their independence bid on hold to resolve the dispute peacefully with Baghdad. Iraq views the referendum as illegal and seized Kurdish-held Kirkuk last week. The lower house of Brazil's Congress has voted to reject charges of corruption filed by the Prosecutor General's office against President Michel Temer in a case allegedly involving bribes to a meat packer. Mr. Temer's political opponents failed to reach the necessary votes to put him on trial. One of those opponents, Congressman Silvio Costa, said anyone voting yes was celebrating corruption. The 77-year-old Temer, who's trying to pass key reforms to revive the country's ailing economy, survived a similar vote in August. New airport security measures for inbound flights to the U.S. are in effect Thursday, with some passengers to be subjected to interviews. They're expected to result in flight delays and some confusion. Jeffrey Thomas is editor of the Australia-based airline.com.
Many airlines have already alerted passengers that they need to check in 3 hours before. And I think the boarding process, instead of being 45 minutes ahead, will probably be more like an hour to an hour and a half.
The new requirements replace earlier restrictions on carry-on electronic devices. The ban imposed after U.S. intelligence discovered Islamic State and al-Qaeda looking to ways to plant bombs inside laptop computers. On Wall Street, higher bond yields and soft corporate earnings were a drag on stocks. The benchmark Dow Jones Index fell Wednesday more than 100 points, 23,329. It was announced Wednesday Fats Domino, the New Orleans piano player and pioneer of 1950s rock and roll, died Tuesday at his home of natural causes.
I found my thrill.
Fats Domino sold more than 110 million records with hits including Blueberry Hill and Ain't That a Shame. Fats Domino died at age 89. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.